This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Thursday, September 16th. Thursday's weather will again be sunny, but with a bit more wind, potentially a preview of rain to come on Friday. According to the National Weather Service, it'll be sunny with a high near 85 degrees in the Cedar Rapids area on Thursday. A south wind will blow from 5 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Thursday night, the skies will be clear, with a low of 61 degrees. Nearly 12,000 Iowans, or the equivalent to the population of Oskaloosa, tested positive for the coronavirus this past week. In total, the state added 11,723 new COVID-19 cases, according to a Gazette analysis of state data. The 7-day average of new cases this week was 1,675 new cases a day, the highest since January 11th. And the 7-day average was 1,715. This was also before the vaccine was readily available. This week's jump also is a 40% jump over the previous week's 8,404 new COVID-19 cases, according to the Iowa Department of Public Health. Children aged 17 and younger were again the age group with the most new infections reported over the past 7 days, remaining at 29% of this week's new cases from the week before. It is no coincidence that this is also the least vaccinated age group, as the vaccine has not yet been approved for those younger than 12. Iowa only reached a 50% vaccination rate this week, with a 60% of those 12 and older having received the full vaccine regimen. Speaking of vaccines, Raytheon Technologies, the parent company of Cedar Rapids' largest employer, Collins Aerospace, will require all U.S. employees to be vaccinated for COVID-19. With about 9,000 employees in Cedar Rapids and Coralville, Collins Aerospace is the largest employer in the corridor. Employees have until January 1st to be fully vaccinated. Onward to greener pastures. Iowa City's new medical marijuana dispensary will open by October 1st on Highway 1 in a strip mall between Harbor Freight and La Regia Taqueria. Iowa Cannabis is connected with Cannabis and Glass, a large recreational marijuana store in Spokane, Washington. Owner Aaron Beauchart told the Gazette in December of 2019 that profits from the Washington State stores help support Iowa operations, as it is difficult to make a profit under Iowa's stringent medical marijuana laws. More than 6,000 Iowans have qualified to be in the medical marijuana program, which addresses a dozen conditions, including Parkinson's disease, cancer, and autism. There was a sentencing Wednesday for the second of two inmates involved in a failed escape attempt at the Anamosa State Penitentiary that ended with two people dead. 6th Judicial District Judge Faye Hoover sentenced 28-year-old Michael Dutcher, as part of his plea agreement, to 2 life sentences without parole for first-degree murder charges and 25 years each for attempted murder and second-degree kidnapping charges. His plea followed the guilty plea last month of fellow inmate Thomas Woodard, 34, to the same charges.